that today is Tuesday, October the 29th. This is the Good Day program. Let's see how well you will understand or be a part of some of the information that we have for you in this hour and every hour of the program. What does this all mean to you? The spying scandal, da-da-da-dun, da-da-da-dun, da-da-da-dun. Hey, guess what? The health care bill is not number one. The spying. The U.S. is thinking about ending spying on heads of state. It's interesting.
Yeah.
The president says that we aren't doing it anymore. That he said one day. And then the next day, well, we're going to evaluate whether we should do it anymore or not. So anyway, there is a review, according to some of the latest information, Kenny, underway now of how your intelligence, my intelligence, our intelligence, I don't think it's our, my intelligence would tell me there's probably a better and smarter way of doing this than having everybody fall all over themselves. Thank God for Edward Snowden, that's all I can say. Agree or disagree, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Senator Dyfi, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee, says the president had not been advised of the data collection of our allies. Not been advised. Is it the president's job to know everything? Nah. But is this serious enough, especially with all of the hoopla surrounding Snowden's revelations, that he ought to know what's going on? Am I just being too critical, Kenny, or does that statement or a thought make any sense?
From what I've seen with a lot of this, it seems like everybody had a hand in this and nobody knew what the other person was doing.
Or will admit to it.
Right. The NSA was doing their thing. There's a Senate Intelligence Committee. There's a House Intelligence Committee. And there's the president. And they all had different points of view about what was happening or what they had authorized. It's a mess.
Well, it's probably another example, if you want to get down to the basic core level of this, of having too many people doing the same thing. Government on top of government on top of government. Everybody's got their own branch of the same service, in essence, instead of all of them being done. This triplication of things costs you three times as much to do the same thing. And under the circumstances, what are we getting for our money? That's always my bottom line. What are we getting for our money? That's why I like, that's frankly the only reason at the moment that I like the Tea Party stance, is because they all want to get to, or seem to want to get to, the bottom line and not give in on the amount of waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. This is abusive. This is an example of sheer abuse of the taxpayer and your money. That's what this is. Yeah, you want to spy? Great. How many different people do you need? How many different agencies do you need stumbling, fumbling, and bumbling this up? And then you get what's, Benghazi is a good example of what you get. Or you get all of this kind of hoopla where it doesn't seem that the left hand knows what the right hand is doing. That's what this, especially when you read the details about the monitoring of Chancellor Merkel's cell phone, as an example, the NSA stoking the anger of the German government, raising two questions. Why did the U.S. target her as early as 2002? And why did it take 5 years for the administration to put a halt to the surveillance? This recrimination came after the German news magazine Der Spiegel published details from what it describes as an entry from an NSA database, apparently from the documents downloaded by Snowden. So, what do you think? 888-302-3684. Here's host Abdul Hakim Shabazz talking to National Security Analyst Ryan Morrow about the spying on allies.
There's some talk that, you know, friends always spy on friends, and so this is really much ado about nothing. Help us out here.
I agree with that general thought, is that behind the scenes, everyone understood that every country tries to collect as much intelligence on every country as possible. Germany's doing it, the UK is doing it, everyone's doing it. But there's a show that's put on whenever there's news about a spying scandal, whether it's through electronic means or physical spy, and there's diplomatic outrage and protest, but then it goes away. What's different this time is that this has struck such a chord with the public internationally that I think it's probably going to lead to a new series of treaties being written between allies.
Now, one of the things, Ryan, that I thought was interesting, knowing that Angela Merkel actually grew up in the old East Germany, that she, the German chancellor, tends to take this thing just a little bit differently because of the old East German surveillance that they used to do.
Right, so she's going to be more sensitive to accusations like this, but she knew that this was going on, or at least assumed it. We didn't know the details. And Snowden is out there saying that there's more to come, and there probably is, but we need to keep in mind that he has a history of exaggerating things. I remember when he first started this business that he's doing to get famous, he said that President Obama's personal email could have been looked at by him when he was working for the NSA. That's obviously an exaggeration.
Watching some of the Sunday morning talking heads, one of the things was that part of the reasons why the Europeans were more outraged wasn't so much the spying, but that the United States just does it better than anybody else.
Right. And I monitor the media all the time about international scandals. When the U.S. does anything, it's always huge news because we're the world's only superpower. So you can have China or Russia or any other country engaging in this type of activity, and it just goes beneath the surface and it just doesn't get as much outcry.
I guess with, you know, in the wake of the Eric Snowden's and revelations about domestic surveillance in this country, does this make the whole surveillance issue just a little bit different? This had a new dimension than, say, like, you know, in past times.
Not at all, I don't think. I think that the public furor is a little bit different, but that's because of exaggerated headlines where, for example, they had the anti-NSA protest on Saturday, and most of the people protesting think that the NSA is listening in on your private phone calls and recording them in a database somewhere when there's absolutely no evidence of that.
If you'd like to call in on this, we'll wrap into a bank of callers at 888-302-3684. Because this is what most people are talking about, frankly. 14 after the hour on the Tuesday Good Day program with Doug and Ken.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
We've all experienced it. That moment when your mind is focused and you feel like you can accomplish anything. That moment now comes in a bottle. Introducing No Dose Energy Shots, the shot that provides hours of energy to power your mind. Just what you'd expect from the No Dose brand, a trusted leader in mental alertness for 50 years. New No Dose Energy Shots, a sharper you awaits inside. Only at Walmart. Go to walmart.com for a $2 coupon.
Use this caffeine supplement as directed for adults only. Limit use of other caffeine sources.
Get it started.
I own 3 coffee shops, so you never have to say, perk up. But I just discovered the new services center at OfficeMax. Their team designed our new logo, helped set up our website, and printed our signs, banners, and pastry menus on time and on budget. It's so energizing. And I'm drinking decaf.
Get special introductory offers now at the new OfficeMax Services Center. You'll find over 60 print services. Learn more in-store or at officemax.com/services.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
I need a data backup solution for my business to replace my current tape backup device.
Do you want to spend a lot of money?
No.
Do you want to store and pay for replicated data?
No.
How about a solution that's difficult to install and use?
No.
Offshore automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
Barracuda Backup. End-to-end protection for physical and virtual servers, including data deduplication to significantly reduce storage requirements, and replicated cloud storage for assured recovery, and live humans to answer your calls. Try Barracuda Backup free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, with our focus on the spying scandal, is getting hotter and hotter and hotter. During this hour of the program, we monitor and listen to and then bring about focus on some of the Better Talk Radio programs with hosts who are into whatever the big stories of the day are. Here's Paul W. Smith and his program talking to Michigan Congressman Mike Rogers, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, about the spying.
It just kills me, Congressman, that anybody could think for a moment that other countries aren't spying on us, that these world leaders who are up in arms about these activities know that their own countries are doing it, and once again, the United States is in a position. These other countries don't have the oversight of their intelligence services that we go through.
Oh, no, that's exactly right. Matter of fact, I have a meeting with European Union folks today, this morning, on this very topic, but it's a little shocking to me how little that their other pieces of their parliament just have no idea what their intelligence services are. So they're up in arms about us. They want to come here and get questions out of us, but they can't even go to their own intelligence services and ask questions. It makes you scratch your head for a minute, and I think if they found out, this would have been a much quieter event.
Well, much of the public information out there, apparently, is just flat-out wrong. The allegations that the United States National Security Agency, NSA, has been spying on millions of French citizens, as you pointed out yesterday, totally misguided.
Yeah, they took a slide out of a slide deck. You know, it was probably 1,500 slides. They took one slide out. On that slide, it said France. It had 70 million different separate communications, and then a bunch of acronyms on the bottom. And so the paper, you know, wrongly concluded, well, this is about the U.S. spying on French citizens in France. Simply not the case. It was 100% wrong. It was a counterterrorism program. And, you know, sometimes the names and acronyms are on there for a reason, and that's why it's hard to read in case something bad happens, maybe like this. And so for them to make that conclusion and have no confirmation or collaboration was really irresponsible. Now you have this big row where the French think that we're collecting all of their, you know, communication data, which in fact just isn't happening.
You know, the fact of the matter is, with people up in arms, this is counterterrorism activity. This is something that the whole world says that they're concerned about. You've got the intelligence community doing the best that they can do. As you pointed out, look, we don't know what information we need until we get it when we're out there monitoring like that. And you point out, too, hey, there's a reason why the president's BlackBerry is encrypted. There are a lot of people out there trying to get information on him as well.
Exactly. And why we go through in the House of Representatives on policy and intel in Armed Services Committee's regular checks on our devices to make sure people aren't on there and doing bad things. I mean, this is the world we live in. And I always tell my friends in the European, you know, let's just say, and it's not right, but let's just say that these stories are right. They've got them accurate. Are you worried about the United States, or are you worried about the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and the North Koreans who are on your networks, who are trying to get information? And they'll use your networks to come after our networks. They'll use, you know, French networks to go after German networks. That's the way they operate. That's the new world we live in. Are you more worried about us, or are you more worried about them? And my argument now would be we all ought to be worried about them. They're on U.S. networks. They're on French networks. They're on Egyptian networks. They're all over the world, and they're up to nefarious purposes. Clearly, that's, you know, the United States is using this information to protect us and our allies.
All right. That's what he says. What do you say? Science might dictate a different answer. 888-302-3684 here on Good Day.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
The world of pop music, probably most of you in this era anyway, back to this week in 1971, as it was the fifth and final week that this song was number one on the Billboard Hot Hits chart. I think it was not called the Hot Hits chart, it was called the CH, wasn't it? Contemporary Hit Radio CHR, I think that's where the charts then, weren't they, Kenny?
It may even have just been the Hot 100 back then.
Yeah, right, exactly, because they measured it differently. I think you're right about that now that I remember. As a disc jockey back at that era, I remember playing this song until I was so tired of hearing it. Not one of his best, but, well, it depends on your point of view. I guess for him it was one of his best because it made a lot of money and stayed on the top of the chart for a good long time. 888-302-3684. Our job here is to talk about the hot hits in the world of conversation, the big stories of the day with backgrounders. We are into a conversation about the NSA. Here's host Garland Robinette talking to Robert Elias Smith from the Privacy Journal about international concerns regarding the relations the NSA has to the Internet and surveillance techniques, et cetera, et cetera.
What do you think about this? I'm reading here a recent revelation about NSA. In Brazil, they've reacted to recent disclosures about NSA surveillance by proposing a redesign of the Internet architecture. The goal would be to give governments more control how the Internet operates within their own borders. Is that a possibility or is that just hyperbole?
Well, I think it's a possibility, and it has pluses and minuses to it. I wonder whether countries outside of the United States really have the technology to develop a separate system. I suppose the good news is that in Europe and increasingly in Latin America, also in Canada, Australia, you have this highly developed protection for privacy and much more protection for children, for instance, on the Internet in those countries, and that would maybe be a plus in many ways. Secondly, the companies that really have their way with American legislatures like Facebook and Microsoft, Google, don't have as much influence in European capitals. They have some, But that American-style lobbying that has a stranglehold, I think, on our legislatures is not totally true in Europe. On the other hand, you know, one strength of the Internet for all of us has been that it has not been bureaucratized, it has not been government-run, and it's been totally free. Many people say it's Wild West frontier. In many ways, it was early on. We still know, you know, it's loaded with porn, it's loaded with fraud, it's loaded with bad actors. But the alternative to that, a government-run system, I think not only could bring on censorship, but could bring on a real stale attitude in the Internet that would take away most of its life.
In a meeting in Uruguay last week, I read that the ICANN president actually praised the Brazilian president, quote, for her leadership, and personally backed her effort to challenge the United States in Internet governance issues. Is that a bit of a surprise that the ones that give up our domain names and at least have a little bit of control are saying, yeah, it's a good idea?
Well, not from my perspective. I think ICANN is kind of a eccentric organization, and so you never know what's going to come out of them. I think they've failed on many counts to come up with sensible policy. It can really be compared to the American Congress right now. So it doesn't surprise me that ICANN might endorse some unorthodox foreign leader.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
If you're a responsible homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your responsibility. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for responsible homeowners who are current on their payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. Over 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try."
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Bringing you up to date on what is new, what's being discussed in the world of news talk radio and television. It's an interesting foray into the opinions of some and the facts and what they mean to you. Let's talk about the NSA. Let's talk about the congressmen who are on these various committees. Perhaps my contention that we have all these groups that are doing the same thing, a pretty good example of abuse of the taxpayer. All these revelations about spying practices. White House considering ending its eavesdropping on friendly foreign leaders, according to senior administration officials who speak on condition of anonymity. Final decision has not been made. What are people saying about this in the social media, Kenny?
A lot of people are on the opposite side that you are.
Really?
On our cool Facebook page, Rich says, "Do we really think this wasn't being done before?" Jay says, "We know spying goes on. The only thing I'm against is mining data of U.S. citizens without cause." And Greg says, "This is something nations do. I'd be shocked if our allies weren't doing the same thing to us. No one can match the capability of the NSA, so it's creating friction. This is really something that didn't need to be broadcast for the world to know."
Really? Well, I guess they do disagree with me then.
Yeah.
Help yourself to disagreeing. Let's see if Jim wants to disagree or agree. Listening to WMEL. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, Doug. Thanks. The part of this story that just really bugs me is the president's supposed ignorance. And let me give you 2 quick examples. In his first couple of years, he had the head of the IRS in his office over 100 times, as compared to George Bush, according to the records, 1 time. Yet, when we find out that his political enemies are having special scrutiny, he didn't know anything about it. And then it comes to Obamacare, the big rollout, October 1st, and it takes him a couple of days, according to the reports, before he finds out the whole system isn't working. So he never had meetings to say, "Hey, guys, are we ready to go?" No, he's always, "I don't know anything about it." He's like Sergeant Schultz. You know, every time you ask,
"I know nothing.
I know nothing.
Yes, that's right. You're right. How is this guy a leader if he doesn't know anything? Nobody's buying that.
Yeah. You remember the days when our enemies hated us and our friends didn't liked us? under George Bush. Now we got our enemies that don't care too much about us, and
I'm not sure.
Friends are all mad.
I'm not sure that all of our friends. I think they liked us. It's been a while since they really liked us. I think that's probably fairly clear. Whether they like us better, there are a lot of people who make the argument that people like us better because Obama wasn't such a do-it-my-way, hit-the-highway. We found out that's not the case either. All right, Jim, thank you. 888-302-3684. One of the things that all the, especially what he just said, what it points out is that we've had such bad leadership for so long. The old expression, we get what we deserve, you think that's true? And that's why we've had presidents as bad as George Bush and Barack Obama? Is that because we deserve it? Because there aren't enough people involved in the system? Maybe there's some to be discussed there. Food for thought. John in Oregon, listening to KUGN. Hi.
The president, he knows nothing about Benghazi. He knows nothing about the website. He knows nothing about spying. I mean, he is the president of the United States. Just what is his job? What is he he's supposed to know that stuff. He is the Teflon president.
Wow, that's been, didn't they say that about George Bush? Didn't they say that about Ronald Reagan? Didn't they say that about Bill Clinton? I think that's a little trite, but we've got the same sort of story here with the many people, Kenny. 888-302-3684. Some of this stuff, frankly, gets old listening to it. Let's come up with some new points of view if you've got them, and not talking points that come from various talk radio hosts. We've all heard those 100 times. Here's Victoria listening to the Jet in Florida.
Spying has been going on regardless of whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I'm an American, and I know very well as an individual, spying has been going on for centuries. It's only because of all the information and communication that we have that we're, spying on each other, and it's not foreign to me. When I was living in the Netherlands, spying was going on among the Germans throughout Europe. How do you think Hitler got as far as he did?
There's an interesting thought in there, huh? 888-302-3684. By the way, the Red Sox beat the Cardinals.
Did
you
know
that? Yes, they did. All right, one more game. The Red Sox are home. 888-302-3684. Hi, Jeff in Tennessee. You can take over for a few seconds here.
We're spying on everybody. Guys, can you not see that this is a control? Our government is just dying to take control of anyone at any time. Anywhere from your health care to the one to take your guns, and now we're finding out that 300 million of us are being spied on, as well as the rest of the world. It's getting ridiculous. You want to talk about foreign policy? I hear the Democrats and the Republicans. It's not good. We need to take a step back, look at what we're doing, and then make wise choices.
The White House said last night that the final decision had been made on the monitoring of friendly foreign leaders. The disclosure that it's moving to prohibit it signals a landmark shift for the NSA, which has had nearly unfettered powers. So Obama wants to clip their wings when it comes to this sort of thing. How about clipping their wings when it comes to monitoring what's going on in our country among people who haven't been charged with anything, who aren't suspects in anything? All this costs, you got to wonder, monitoring all. What was it yesterday? I think, Kenny, we discovered that in Spain, in 1 month, they monitored 60 million calls. Wasn't that in Spain, didn't we?
Something like that,
yesterday. And then somebody said, well, how do they know? They look for keywords or listen for keywords in conversation. But why are we spying on 60 million people in 1 month in Spain? Why are we doing that? And, again, what's it costing us? 888-302-3684. Chris is in California on the NSA, whether they're out of line, out of control, either or both.
I think this NSA program has been way out of line since it began during the Bush administration when the American people found out about it. We had a president in our past history named Nixon who was spying on a hotel, and he was forced to resign. Now, whether Obama knew of this or not, he's supposed to know of this, and if he did not know of it, he should resign for lack of his ability to do his job. I mean, this is insane what we're doing. We're spying on every human being possible, friend, foe, everything. What type of example are we setting for our children in the future? That spying on people is okay, not mistrusting everybody is okay?
888-302-3684. So we've got three or four different examples that have become public of the 35 countries that we are supposedly monitoring. Ray, here in Massachusetts, with a focus on what other countries are doing, is this sort of like two wrongs make a right? Not necessarily.
I think we should keep on spying. I really do. I mean, those other countries have been doing it. If we didn't have a traitor like Snowden, you know, they wouldn't even know that we were spying. And they probably do know. The only reason that they know and they're complaining is because Snowden is over there. If Snowden was in Russia, Russia would have arrested his family, his relatives. Everybody would have been in jail. I say, you know, they all spy. Just because they haven't gotten caught. I say that's the only thing is these Republicans want to jump all over the president. We've been spying. They've been spying. Everybody in this whole world spies on each other.
Let's do it. Let's spy today. Let's do it. Here's George in Memphis, KWAM. Hi, George.
Good morning. I basically wanted to say, if you look at it, we chose to trade our privacy for security. That's one thing. If you look
so we have nothing. We have neither. You do that, you have neither.
That's Franklin. And also, you think about all the apps we have to spy on our children, locate your child. You know, we want to know so much to the point that we have an overload and we just don't know what to do with the information.
Yeah, you know what? That's a very cogent comment. I hadn't thought about it that way. That's why it's good to have callers like you, George. Thank you for bringing that to our attention. It is. We have overloaded ourselves with technology. What are they going to do with it? Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's go after this bit of information. Everybody knows too much about things they don't need to know about. Well, then somebody could come back, I guess, Kenny, and say, well, if that's the case, then why was it good to know what Snowden basically has taught us? I think because there are abuses, and it's good to know about those abuses and get something done. And that's sort of what's being, I mean, that's the bottom line here. Something's being done about some of the abuses anyway. Had they all better be examined? Yeah, but are they going to be? Not with this bunch. 888-302-3684. All right, so I think we'll move on because a lot of people certainly are talking about the health care bill. Not that it's number one, it's number two today. So we'll get to that discussion in the remaining moments of this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,300 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,300 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-304-6965. That's 1-800-304-6965. 1-800-304-6965.
Did you try the new app?
Appetizers. Let's order something. I'm starving.
No, the America's Best Value Inn iPhone app. Download it from the App Store and make reservations instantly at any of their 1,000 hotels in North America. Most locations have free continental breakfast and internet. Plus, sign up for the Value Club to get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available.
The America's Best Value Inn mobile app can do all that?
And more.
Got it. Now, about those appetizers.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
In today's immigration debates, some congressmen say the most important issue is workplace enforcement, punishing businesses who hire illegal workers. Enforcement must be a part of the solution. But if you look through the lens of liberty, you might see that a new government bureaucracy is not the way to go about it. Verifying workers under the government system takes more than a month, and mistakes are common. Smart cards would provide much more reliable identification. Such cards are an invention of the private sector and are already used worldwide for security. They are scannable anywhere, unique to one person, contain biometric data, can be canceled instantly or renewed, and replaced if lost. If preceded by background checks, that would be the ultimate security.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with Adam Richman, host and author. Thanksgiving is a great time to get together with loved ones, but hosting a large family event can be expensive. When planning your holiday menu, make sure to create a budget in advance to optimize costs and keep track of what you're spending. Adam Richman, host and author.
When prepping for this year's Thanksgiving dinner, limit the number of prepackaged foods you purchase as they can be more expensive and usually are nowhere as good as fresh. Additionally, create a menu where you buy certain ingredients in bulk if they appear in several dishes to cut costs. And to save your wallet, a rewards credit card when you're doing your shopping for the big day. Cards like the Bank America Card Cash Rewards credit card give you 2% cash back on up to $1,500 in grocery store purchases quarterly, which can really add up when you're shopping for Thanksgiving. This way you could stuff your wallet and your turkey.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/cash rewards. I'm Danielle Adair.
I'm Doug Steffen. He's Ken Kessler, trying to earn a second chance. The senior administration, the senior official closest to the implementation of the health care law, is going to be meeting in the White House today, and that brings around a focus on the Affordable Health Care Act. Here's host Jay Weber with Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin about the bill that Johnson has just introduced.
Senator Ron Johnson, he's joining me to talk about the very latest related to the Obamacare debacle and a new bill he's introducing, If You Like Your Plan, You Can Keep Your Plan Act.
I know that's a little bit of a mouthful, but I think it's important that you name things.
It explains what it is, that's for sure.
And let's face it, how many times, I don't have a count on that, but it was numerous times President Obama guaranteed, promised the American people that if you like your health care plan, you can keep it, period.
This was the promise of all the false promises that were made. This was the promise that they were making repeatedly, he and Pelosi and those on the other side of the aisle. They were making this repeatedly to try to sell this to the American people.
Well, there were actually two. This, as well as the fact, if you have a family plan, the cost of your plan by the end of his first term, because of this wonderful bill, would actually decline by $2,500 per family.
Yep.
And that also was utterly false. That's another one of those. I call those the big two promises that are being totally broken.
So what would the If You Like Your Plan, You Can Keep Your Plan bill do? How would it amend Obamacare?
Well, what is unfortunate is there's no way, short of totally repealing Obamacare, that you can actually honor that promise that President Obama made. But what we're going to try and do is limit the damage as much as possible. And what we're going to do is write a true grandfather clause into this bill. Because the grandfather, they grandfathered prior plans.
Mm-hmm.
But they said, no, so if you like those plans, those are grandfathered in, except, well, they've got to meet all these new standards. Which virtually means, from what I can, I don't have the exact figures on this thing. My guess is there's like not a plan in America that actually meets those requirements.
Right.
So, basically what's ending up happening, because of all the new requirements, even if you're keeping the health care plan at your business, it might be through the same insurance carrier, it's going to be brought up to Obamacare standards, and so it's going to cost more money.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't think you're losing your health care plan, you're not going to have the same health care plan you had when this law was passed, or even as of December 31st, 2013. Your plan is going to change, but what's really nasty is, for example, in the state of Wisconsin, our high-risk pool is just going away.
Right, and the latest, that the best they can do now is vow this website will be running by the end of November. I'm surprised they even put a new deadline onto themselves, quite frankly, after the last debacle. But now you have this very real possibility that you're going to have millions, plural, millions of Americans without insurance because they've been dropped by their current insurance carrier, who can't even get into the exchanges to buy craptacular insurance that they really didn't want in the first place on the new exchange.
What a wonderful name. Craptacular? Not a name, but that would be an adjective, I guess. Craptacular coverage. 51 after on Good Day.
positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Callers now on the situation with the Affordable Health Care Act, or whatever it is that you want to call it, Insurance Act, 888-302-3684. I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Ken Kessler, Medicare Chief Marilyn Tavener, I believe is how you pronounce your name, Kenny, T-A-V-E-N-N-E-R. Question sure. Today by the, well, are you going to go along with no matter what I, sure, you say so. The House Ways and Means Committee is going to talk to her about what went wrong at the healthcare.gov website, but also whether lawmakers can trust the Obama administration to live by its promises. I think we just heard quite a bit on that, and it doesn't sound like the answer to it is yes. 888, depends on where you are politically, probably as much as anything else. 888-302 Doug, let's get started by listening to Patrick, who's in Virginia, with a focus on the Republicans and what their real concern is.
I'm looking at the ACA is the way the resistance with the Republicans is, it's not about a bad bill. It's more about keeping old money flowing to stock investors and CEOs and those who are involved with that. If the Republicans really were concerned about the American people, instead of 42 times of voting against it, they could have presented their plan. They could have come up with ideas, because in the ACA, there are provisions, there are plenty of them, that say, if you've got a better idea, then present it. And if they were really concerned about it, they would have done this. But again, the Republicans are more about keeping old money flowing to people who actually sit on the side and just invest money and pull and rake in.
888-302-3684. I think we've heard that before. If the Republicans are so concerned, where's their plan? Good question. Fair question. The fact that people can't seem to navigate, a lot of people can't, this is really part of the dysfunction here. And so the question is being asked by a lot in Congress, is it fair for the IRS to impose tax penalties? The Ways and Means Chairman is Dave Camp of Michigan. The White House said it will waive penalties till March 31st. Is that good enough for you? Here's Carla in Ohio listening to, let's see, what station is she on? The station in Defiance, I think. Go ahead, Carla.
I am self-insured. I've always been self-insured. And since I've been getting a lot of information from my carrier, I called the person I originally bought insurance from, my sales insurance person, who is now a navigator. And my choice is my insurance has gone up $70 a month starting in December. I have to stay with my carrier, who is Medical Mutual, who I've had for years. And my only other choice is, my navigator told me that my premiums will go up substantially until 2018. So we'll be forced into Obamacare, everyone. My only other choice is, and I'm sorry, my deductible is $3,000. So I pay $300 a month plus $3,000 deductible, which is high. And in my other choice would be to go into Obamacare. That means that the government would pay my $3,600 a year. My deductible would then go up to $6,000 a year, and I would pay a couple hundred dollars a year. So I don't think it's fair for other working people to pay for an individual like me for $3,600 a year for me to get the same thing. So my insurance is now going to be going up one-third extra. And I just wanted to get my story out there that this is a broken system and it's not fair for people that have been taking responsibilities for themselves to get the same care than other people that make more money are going to be paying for me and everybody else.
I think there's something to be said for that lady's thoughts. 888-302-3684. Let's wrap it up with Jim listening to Good Day in Connecticut.
I purchased my own insurance privately, and on October 1st, I logged into the state exchange. I didn't have any trouble navigating the system. I enrolled, but I didn't pull the trigger and actually purchase a plan, because when I saw the prices of the premiums, I did have a sticker shock, and I tried to navigate around the system to roll back to redo the experience, and then I realized I was entitled to certain credits. And at that point, I was able to see a lower premium. But one of the deficiencies of the exchange was we weren't able to compare side by side various plans and the features of each plan. I then proceeded to call the help desk of the exchange, and I didn't get a lot of good support from the help desk. I don't think they're adequately trained, but they did try to help me. And at this point, I'm probably 50% through the enrollment process. And I will go forward at some point before January 1st to actually purchase a plan. But I also don't know if my existing private plan will, if I'll be able to carry that forward.
Wow. Questions. You got questions. Hopefully the conversation will stimulate some answers.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.